Welcome to the Matchday Podcast, your on-the-go guide to the game. Today, we will be previewing United's next fixture against newly promoted Crystal Palace. And a warm welcome to Adam Marshall and Gemma Thompson from the club website. Guys, a positive international break for many of the Reds, and Welbeck in great form for England in the first of the two games.
I think the thing is with Danny, isn't it? He's proven himself at international level. His record, I think the Opta stats about his number of goals per shots on target's remarkable. Virtually every shot he has goes in. And the fact that he was missed so much in Ukraine, and everybody realises that, of course, Wayne Rooney wasn't playing either. But the fact that Danny was out caused all the stir because of that booking he picked up really harshly. So Danny's a key man for England. He's proven that, and hopefully be able to show it in Brazil as well.
Some good form for Robin van Persie as well, Gemma, scoring a couple for the Netherlands in the win against Andorra, which qualified them for the World Cup.
Yeah, definitely. It was good to see, always with our strikers scoring goals. Hoping that they bring that form back to club, really. But yeah, overall, it was, you know, some positive results. You know, part of he's glad that some of them haven't played too many minutes. But, you know, then also it's good for others like Shinji Kagawa to get a game. A lot of United fans are looking forward to seeing him playing in the next few weeks, hopefully, and good to see him amongst the goals as well for Japan.
Some long flights for some of the players involved, though, Adam?
Yeah, I think Nani's been playing in America recently. They had a game against Brazil, I think it was, a friendly. We've got, obviously, Chicharito has been away all over the place as well in Mexico. So it's
Antonio as well.
Antonio's been away, hasn't he? Yeah, I think Angelo Henrique's been playing, but I think they've been slightly close to home. I think it's just a case of get them all back. At least it's Tuesday night now and it's not Wednesday night before, so we get plenty of time. We know we're playing early on Saturday.
Yeah, it's great to have the players back and to check on their fitness, because we don't want any injuries at this stage of the season. Well, you don't want any injuries any time, really.
No, I mean, we've got so many players who we want to see, like Gemma says. I think Shinji, we all want to see him sort of come, now he's fit again, to play. Fabio's one for me I'd like to see get a game, particularly if Phil Jones is still out like he was for England, of course, and if Raphael presumably is still missing. I think it was 6 weeks, we thought, didn't we, for his injury. So I think it'd be an ideal time to throw Fabio in so he does it right back, give him a chance to play there, because obviously he doesn't really play for the reserves in under-21, so you want to see these players in the first team.
Palace come here, Gemma, off the back of that 3-1 win against Sunderland, so they will come with confidence high.
Yeah, I think they will. I think Ian Holloway is, you know, instills that kind of belief and sort of fire into his team, doesn't he? Like, you know, just like he is. And I think they maybe will come and have a go. I mean, it's a big step up, as we all know, coming up to the Premier League. But for them, it's still early in the season, and why not have a go? But yeah, I think that the most important thing is it's a busy month for us, and I think it always feels like the season's really starting in September with, you know, lots of games and different competitions, and you know, on the back of losing at Liverpool, you know, it's vital we get 3 points on Saturday.
You're a bit sad not to see Holloway on the touchline for this one?
Yeah, I think we all are, really. I think he's, you know, one of the game's sort of great characters, isn't he? And you know, it's funny, I was talking to Paddy Querin for his programme column, and he was saying that, you know, It does have an effect when the manager's not down there, and particularly someone with the personality and enthusiasm of Holloway, it, you know, could have a negative reaction for Palace, which is good for us, really.
Absolutely. He is, like Gemma says, one of the great characters in the game, and he's assembled a decent Palace side at the moment. They've brought a lot of new faces in.
I think that's the thing, haven't they? I saw them play against Sunderland, watched the game, and yet probably the team that played that might be completely different considering the amount of business they've done. He seems to have been a bit morose this season for him, Holloway. I mean, the interview after the game against Sunderland, they were taking the mickey out of him for jigging and dancing along, and he sort of said, well, what? You know, I want to enjoy football, as if they hadn't been enjoying it because of the pressure they've been under. I think all United fans quite like him, because when we beat Blackpool in that last game of the season and they were relegated, he sort of gave everyone a nice, you know, round of applause as he came off and that kind of thing. So I think a lot of football people do like Holloway and they want to see him do well, but these new signings might take time to gel, and he's brought in so many in a very short space of time. It's a bit like the situation at Sunderland, who they played, where they've got, you know, about 8 or 9 new faces. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, we all hope that we can get the 3 points on the board, because we have got a very hard game coming up after that against City.
Yeah, plenty of new signings for Palace. We've got our own new signing, Gemma, Marouane Fellaini. How excited are you to see him pull on that red shirt?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. I think, like most United fans, he's an exciting player, and I think it'll be a really good acquisition. He's going to bring that power and that strength to the centre of the field that I think, you know, probably a lot of us fans feel like we've been missing a little bit of. And, you know, the beauty of him is he can play in a number of different positions. And, you know, I think he's going to be brilliant going forward, but he's also, you know, a good defensive weapon as well. He knows the Premier League, he knows David Moyes, David Moyes knows him. I don't think it'll take him too long to settle, and I think you could tell from the interview he did with MUTV, you know, generally excited to be here and sort of, you know, relishing the challenge.
Yeah, another player we'd like to see at the weekend, Adam, Wilfried Zaha, the former Palace player, of course. Do you think he'll get his chance?
I really hope so. I think everyone's talking about him in the build-up to the game because he knows Palace inside out and obviously came from there. And I think he's probably looking forward to this game more than most. So hopefully he will be involved at the very least on the bench. He wasn't on the bench the other day. But I'm really excited about seeing him. I think he came to us with a reputation of being a raw player. You know, he's got this pace and ability to dribble, but perhaps not the finished product. And yet, the goal that he set up on pre-season for Fabio with that disguised pass where he looks one way and passes it the other way into Fabio's pass, just brilliant. And I think ever since then I've really wanted to see him play for United, because I think hopefully playing at Old Trafford might bring out the best in him.
Yeah, so maybe a little surprising we've not seen Zaha so far. Former Palace player turned coach Mark Bright is certainly surprised he hasn't seen Wilf in action. I caught up with him earlier this week.
What's it like around the club at the moment now you're back in the Premier League?
Oh, it's a great atmosphere. I mean, for the Man United fans, I mean, for them it's just the norm, isn't it? It's just another season of, can they defend their title, can they win the Champions League, but for Palace it's, can they stay up? It's been a hard road to, from obviously administration and four new owners, very ambitious, put the plan in action, obviously went up via the playoffs, less time to prepare, but the fans are excited. It's great to be back. It really does feel really good. And obviously the next big game is around the corner here on Saturday.
How do you see the game going then this weekend?
Obviously your favourites. I think that Palace haven't been out of any game they've played. The opening day I was there against Spurs, gave a good account of themselves, lost 1-0 in the end, really talented Spurs side, went away to Stoke, took the lead, ended up losing that 2-1. So they were still in that with a, you know, a few moments to go. Then obviously the home game against Sunderland was pivotal. Yeah. You're coming into the international break. It was good to get the win. Give the fans a big boost, gave the players a lot of belief, and then they went to the last day transfer window and obviously a lot of players came into the club. So I think morale will be high, be good to get all the international boys back. And what the manager wants to do is stay in any game. So that means coming here and, you know, with 15, 20 minutes to go, having a chance of trying to get something. Now, if that's a point, I think most Palace fans would say, we'll take a point right now. Who knows? If they perform really well and Manchester United don't, then, you know, there might be three on offer. But you'd have to say, coming here, would you settle for a point before the game kicks off? Of course you would.
Given the number of new signings, the number of new faces around the place, do you think this game's come a bit too early?
No. Sometimes it's always best to play the big teams before they hit the you know, get into some rhythm. I mean, Spurs were looking for a bit of rhythm. You know, they got a lot of new faces and, you know, Stoke, obviously, they've done, that's a really good start from Mark Hughes, so I'm pleased for him. And, you know, Manchester United, are they in a rhythm? Well, you know, started off well against Swansea away, then they drew, was it, with Chelsea and lost to Liverpool. So, you know, 1-1, lost 1, drawn 1, so you know, they're looking to definitely to win. So I think the fans will expect, I think the manager will expect, and I think the players will expect to beat a promoted team at home. So it's going to be difficult, but listen, play Manchester United, play Manchester United. Doesn't matter what time of the season you play them, you want to go there and give your best.
Any of the new Palace boys you're excited about seeing in the shirt?
Dwight Gayle's one to watch. I think he's exciting. He's obviously replaced Wilfred, and Wilfred's did ever so well for the club. He's, you know, he's so highly thought of, and you know, I wish him well here, and I would like to see him involved somewhere. It's not nice to see him not in the squad and not on the bench as well, because I think he's a game changer. There's no question about that, what he did for the club in the playoffs. So, yeah, we've got some exciting young players, and with the manager we've got, he will unite the team and get the best out of those players.
Wolf's been in excellent form for England under 21. Do you expect him to play a big part in this season for Manchester United?
I think he will surprise a lot of people. I am really surprised that he hasn't been involved in the game. Looked at the team sheets, he's not been on the bench, and you know, having seen him in the Community Shield, I thought he played well in the first half. You know, dipped a bit in the second, but he can do things other players can't do. And you know, for the Man United fans who haven't seen a lot of him, I heard he had a really good pre-season. Mm-hmm. You know, I've texted him a couple of times, wishing him well. He's exciting. He's one of very few people in this country who excite you with the ball at his feet. We're looking for players for England who you can can unlock doors on, you know, and get around the back of defences. He can do it. He has great pace, good upper body strength, great skills, left and right feet. He can go past players, he can get penalties, he can get free kicks. So he's got a lot in his locker, and I really expect him to play a key part in Manchester United's defensive title and probably in Europe as well, where he'd probably be more suited.
As of Manchester United's other attackers, Van Persie, Welbeck, Chicharito, Rooney. Yeah. What do you make of the Reds' forward options?
Listen, what was it, 11 points you won the league by last year? Everyone's complaining that, you know, there's no major signings, but... Oh, listen, you're still the team to beat. You know, I can't understand how everyone's saying just because David Moyes comes here that they're not going to be the team to beat. The players don't forget how to win. They don't forget all the good methods and play they've had installed them over the years with the manager that's been here. And the emphasis on you're playing for Manchester United, you're wearing the shirt, it's big responsibility. All those things don't change. Yeah, the manager changes. Chelsea changed their manager. They continue to win trophies. So I still expect Manchester United to be thereabouts. Love Rooney, always have done. Like Van Persie, he's had two great seasons. Well, three, I think, is it now, consecutively. So, still the team to beat. I don't know why all the doom and gloom is about Manchester United. I haven't signed anyone this summer. I mean, I'd be perfectly happy with that squad he's got now.
Yeah, thanks to Mark for his time there. A player who was often a thorn in United's side, Adam.
He was a bit of a bruising centre-forward, wasn't he? I remember in the replay in 1990 and putting himself about right from the outset. I think they had it in their minds to upset United from word go with Les Sealy being in goal and a few changes obviously there at the back. So, yeah, great partnership with Ian Wright, as we all know. Their names flowed as well, which made it even better for the headline rights and that. And he did really well, didn't he, with Palace?
Certainly did. Now turned a coach, a guy with a lot of experience to offer the youngsters.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny that match, that first game is very much my earliest memory of watching a proper United game. It was fantastic. Yeah, as Adam said, he did cause us a lot of problems down the years. But yeah, he's a very experienced guy, and you know, you can tell he's still got a lot of passion for football.
Certainly has. OK, time now for our stat man, our very own Nick Kopak. He's got all the best stats ahead of the game.
So it's Crystal Palace on Saturday, and although they won on their last trip to Old Trafford, a League Cup fifth round tie in November 2011, they probably won't arrive in town too confident ahead of Saturday's lunchtime clash. After all, that League Cup game was one of only three victories the Eagles have managed in their 21 visits to Old Trafford down the years. What's more, the Reds have a good record in recent years when it comes to the league match preceding the first Champions League fixture. In fact, United have scored 15 goals in the last four seasons in that game, and they've won the last two matches 4-0 and 5-0. Now, Wilfred Zaha made the move from Palace to United earlier this year, but he's not the first man to play for both clubs. Ray Wilkins and George Graham had brief stints with Palace towards the end of their careers, while ex-Reds Wyn Davies and Paul McShane also enjoyed short loan spells at Selhurst Park. Of course, everybody's hoping to see Marouane Fellaini make his United debut on Saturday. If he does, he'll become the seventh man to make his Reds debut against Crystal Palace. Only one of those, however, can boast a goal-scoring debut against the Eagles. That was John Wood, who netted in the very first meeting between the clubs back in 1922.
Thanks for another terrific contribution from Mr. Kopak. But that's all we've got time for. My thanks to Adam Marshall, to Gemma Thompson too. Good luck to United against Palace. We will see you again very soon. Bye for now.